Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of all worlds. Today's episode marks the 25th of June of the year 2020, and in history on this day, in 1678, the Venetian Elena Cornaro Piscopia was awarded a doctorate of philosophy, the first woman to receive a university doctoral degree, and then she had to put up with sexism for presumably the next 400 years. And in 1929, on this date, US President Herbert Hoover authorized the building of Boulder Dam, aka the Hoover Dam. President Hoover is known mostly for the dam and for his habit of sucking up biscuit crumbs from the carpet with his mouth, a habit for which the famous household appliance, the Herbert Sucker, was named. Your guest today on the podcast is pointlessly wealthy heiress and entitled dilettante, Aditi Mittal. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Alice. It's been a wild ride. Since the last time that we met, I've started my own philanthropy now. I'm running a charity. Yeah, I'm running a charity called Aditi Mittal, and truly, I feel like my heart has grown much bigger. It really has helped.
Which was the goal of the charity, of course, is to help you develop yourself as a person, right?
Get bigger things. Yes. That was the goal.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in climate change workaround news. But first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. And in the news today, British were-lizard, aka monthly dragon, and Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson has come out with a nuanced stance against the rash of statue removals by Black Lives Matter activists. Rather than falling in line with the traditionally conservative argument that suggests removing statues is a form of historical revisionism or the enactment of 1984-style thought crime, Johnson is demanding that if statues are being knocked down, the metal statues should be dragged in tribute to No. 10 Downing Street to add to his dragon hoard. Leftist critics of the Prime Minister have been silenced in confusion until they can agree whether or not this is a good thing and are pleading with horrible provocateur and dickhead for hire Katie Hopkins to take a stance so that they can assert the opposite of whatever she says. Meanwhile, a movement in America proposing defunding the police has been met by suggestions that the police may be privatized. Under the new proposed model, each community will kickstart its own police force and each person will have their own personal policeman for home use. You already have your own policeman, right, Aditi, as a wealthy heiress?
Oh, I don't know they exist. That's how mostly the rich function with the people who work for them. So technically, they've always been defunded in my books.
Also in the news today, Wuthering Heights Day, normally held in mid-July in Sydney and around Australia, has been postponed due to coronavirus, amongst objections saying that Heathcliff of Wuthering Heights wouldn't let a virus get in the way and he strangled a puppy for love, so that man can do anything. That's all the time we have for the news that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you cannot be what you cannot buy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by pretending to drink alcohol at a diplomatic function when you've got to keep a clear head against the Machiavellian machinations of your political enemies. Simply suborn the waiter and have him bring you a whiskey glass with a drop of caramel food colouring in half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. The super spy's second best friend. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. Light Fingers in Darkness is the first in Lagarde's Shapeshifters and Shoplifters series of modern detective romance thrillers with a supernatural twist. Legacy is a changeling male brought up in an orphan pickpocket gang, now a self-made billionaire on the hunt for a mate while dealing with the dark past that has locked his shape-shifting powers away from him. He can only change when he is in moments of extreme anger or lust, and that's not always appropriate. Lara is a part-time bartender, part-time biochemist, part-time detective who can't stop thinking about the quiet billionaire who drinks alone at her bar. She wants to hear his secrets and soothe his pain, but she must struggle against her fear of billionaires that came from her first abusive billionaire boyfriend. She's afraid of making herself vulnerable to love and money. He's afraid of accidentally turning into a leopard and eating her in his sleep. Legacy wants Lara just as much as she wants him, but he doesn't want to hurt her feelings by murdering her by accident. Together, they must work through the passion that is rising between them if they're to have any chance of forever. Lara must use her biochemistry skills to solve the secrets that lie in Legacy's blood and figure out how she can tame his inner beast. As heat simmers between them, they must restrict themselves to mutual fingering while they solve the mystery of who locked Legacy's power away from him and whether it was Lara's abusive billionaire ex-boyfriend, which it obviously was. Will they be torn apart by their mutual fears, or will they finger their way to success? Light Fingers in Darkness is available now online on randomly assigned Reddit forums.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, climate change and climate change workarounds. DT Mittal, you're our climate change correspondent. What's happening in the world of climate change right now?
Alice, we all hate change, and climate change so far has not gone well for us. Global temperatures are rising, the ice caps are melting, and seals have been getting kisses from Rose on the Grey. While the developed world has already industrialized itself into self-destruction and is now circling back, India was still on its way to the self-destruction, and so just has a smaller circle to make back. We haven't finished destroying ourselves yet, so it's a bit excessive when you're insisting that we fix ourselves. While half the developed world has a carbon footprint the size of a pregnant water-retaining Bigfoot, India is Cinderella, and the prince has not arrived with the glass slipper yet. It's why we've always been at the forefront of environmental change. The government recently has performed what I call an environmental masterstroke of sorts by increasing fuel prices for 18 days in a row as of today. The haters will say that this is as a result of the poorly planned lockdown when the coronavirus hit, a damaged supply chain, an economy on the ventilator. But this is really because we're concerned about the environment. More expensive fuel means lesser people able to buy that fuel. In fact, we were so particular that when the pandemic lockdown was announced, we gave 40 million laborers in the country only 4 hours notice and no trains or buses to ferry them back to their homes in the interiors. And so about 25 million of them walked and cycled an average of 600 kilometers back home. Mother Nature orgasmed. The lockdown was also a time when the Environment Ministry was very busy giving permission to coal and roadway companies to wipe out forests, marshlands, and build roads and parking lots on top of them. Because activists could not show up to protest in person, the protests shifted largely online. And that was good for the environment because we saved fuel on all those idling tractors and excavators that would just have to stand there in front of the human beings in front of trees. Now the work gets done faster. In fact, I would like to proudly introduce to the posters that India has single-handedly powered itself on a new renewable resource, denial. Denial is a wonderful energy source because it can neither be created nor destroyed. It just changes from one form to the other. From the number of COVID deaths, to the number of Indian soldiers that died at the border skirmishes in China last week, to the number of Indians that will have to return home from the US as visa regulations tighten, to whether we're going to be at war with China in the next 2 months, we don't know and we don't want to talk about it. Denial, because it's clean, it never seems to end. And if enough people depend on it, it really does keep us going.
Yes, I hear denial floods every year, bringing fecund, mineral-rich soil to the arid regions.
I mean, there's so much whether this will happen and whether or not that will happen. It's a clear indication that climate change is being handled.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story for today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Aditi.
Too rich to care.
On the 17th of June, 2020 episode of The Last Post, you solicited letters from listeners named after emperors. I share a name with an empress, but I was not named after her. I was named after a TV show character. This doesn't really answer your solicitation, but I thought you might find it interesting. Catherine is the name of the writer, and I do not find it interesting at all. Thank you for your stupid letter, Catherine, and remember, you too can send a stupid letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. Go back in the feed to hear more from Aditi Mittal. Aditi, have you got anything to plug?
My Instagram account is ADDYMITZY at Adi Mitzi. I have a meltdown there around 4 p.m. Every day. So please follow me.
School's out. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram, where I talk about all the shows that I have coming up. That's ALLITERATIVE, or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.